This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said Tuesday he told Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell during a phone call that although they disagree on a lot of things, there are things they can work together on. McConnell acknowledged Biden as the winner of the election following the Electoral College vote. McConnell also congratulated Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, saying all Americans can take pride that our nation has a female vice president-elect for the very first time. President Donald Trump, who has continued to make unfounded claims that he was cheated out of the re-election, did not immediately respond to McConnell's acknowledgement that Biden would become the country's 46th president on January the 20th. Republican and Democratic leaders are continuing negotiations in an effort to reach an agreement on a new round of coronavirus aid that has eluded lawmakers for months. Funding for the U.S. government also is set to run out Friday when a short-term extension expires. President-elect Biden has said that even if lawmakers reach agreement on aid this month, a subsequent round of aid will almost certainly need to be negotiated when the new Congress is sworn in early next year. The White House said Tuesday President Trump would wait to see the specifics on the deal before signing off on it. Many Americans received up to $1,200 in payments earlier this year to address the impact of business closures meant to control the spread of the pandemic. Lawmakers from both parties have expressed approval for another round of smaller stimulus checks. For details on more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Hundreds more hospitals around the United States are now dispensing COVID-19 vaccinations to their workers, while a second vaccine is close to the government approving its use. A day after the rollout of Pfizer-BioNTech's coronavirus shots, the Food and Drug Administration said its preliminary analysis confirmed the effectiveness and safety of the vaccine developed by Moderna and the National Institutes of Health. A panel of outside experts is expected to recommend the formula on Thursday, with the FDA's authorization to follow. The Moderna vaccine uses the same technology as Pfizer-BioNTech and showed similarly strong protection against COVID-19, but is easier to maintain because it does not need to be kept in the deep freeze at minus 70 Celsius. The vaccines come at a crucial time here in the United States, as the COVID death toll passed a staggering 300,000 on Monday, according to Johns Hopkins University, with about 2,400 people now dying per day on average. London on Wednesday moved into the highest level of coronavirus restrictions in an effort to control rising infection rates, dealing another blow to hospitality venues before the Christmas holiday. The British capital's move into Tier 3, meaning theaters, pubs, restaurants, will have to close, although takeout food outlets remain open. People cannot socialize with anyone not from their household or support bubble, but can meet in groups of up to six in public places outside. Britain only emerged from a four-week lockdown early this month, and the government introduced a targeted regional system of tiers to try to cut infection rates. Rebels from the Boko Haram extremist group are now claiming responsibility for abducting hundreds of boys from a school in Nigeria's northern Katsina state last Friday. More than 330 students were abducted from the school by gunmen, although several others managed to get away. A spokesman for Nigeria's president says the government and the attackers are negotiating the fate of the boys. The United Nations said more than 2 million children in the Tigray region of Ethiopia have been cut off from humanitarian assistance for more than a month. The UN said it was prepared to provide essential services to malnourished children in the embattled region, but needed access to Tigray that Addis Ababa is currently not allowing. A UN spokesman said the agency was working with the Ethiopian government to reestablish access to the conflict zones. For more news, join us at voanews.com. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.